Well, hey guys, what's up?
Hi, my name is
Satire.
And this is called the Ever Living Evil One.
Full of the devil, man!
Shut up, devil!
He's in the zone.
And that is precisely what this program is all about. It is specifically designed for older people to use
all kinds of drugs.
And be sure and use a deodorant.
Another method she could use. Spermicide.
I'm gonna use all the power of my brain.
Continuous use
of a baboon
is a need which all men have.
Physical damage to the brain, kidneys, and liver can occur.
Cheese Whiz, processed cheese spread.
Deadens the part of the brain that holds his worries and responsibilities.
And there's one thing Mr. Morgan wants.
A power found in the portion of the brain called
two pieces of meat, bacon, the cheese.
What?
No one wanted
hot panty girdles.
No bands, no clowns.
No soggy pickle.
No dirt, no germs.
No ring around the tub.
No sore and itchy feet.
No storks, no cabbage leaves, no doctor's bags.
No bed or chair.
No, we'll have none of that.
What they want is terror.
I want
those tall cowboy boots.
Perfect body, perfect hair, perfect clothes, perfect car, perfect house.
Let's go into the more blatantly occultic things.
Yes.
All sorts of wonderful things.
Now June is having trouble with her things.
Well, you and I are going to have some real fun today.
Today, Andy and June are having fun helping Father take care of the yard.
With a meat cleaver in one hand and his genitals in the other.
You're the only one who has to know.
You are the master of a giant passenger liner.
No, I'm not.
You carry hundreds of happy souls on a holiday cruise.
No, I don't.
Let's hear what it sounds like when you're really, really into what you're doing. But yeah. Don't describe what you're doing. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Let it rip.
Thank you, sir.
That sounds terrible.
Is that so?
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 Now that's two people who I believe know what they're talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Hello, I'm Nathan Rex.
He didn't know what he was talking about either.
Hello there. I'm George Putnam.
Shut the fuck up.
Hello, I'm Gary Greenwald, and over the past several years,
men really love each other.
All right.
Like way back when the men were men and hearts were gay and free.
And we'll all feel gay when
we'll put on a fresh pair of
ladies' lingerie.
Yo-ho, yo-ho, yo-ho.
What do you think I am, a whore?
Yes, yes.
Good.
I can smell you from five long boxes away.
Then Andy tells Fred about something else he has.
You see his penis when we change his diapers.
Yes, I've seen that.
But when he took a deep breath, it popped right out again. Then he tried rolling it up like a ribbon.
No good. I'm a failure.
It rolled right out again.
Then he pointed it at the fire and squirted water on it, just like a fire hose.
Brought to you today by the letter P. Oh, and by the number 2. And now...
here's another one, another man-to-beast transformation.
Tom Hanks.
He was transformed into this.
Wild horses.
Hello, I'm Tom Hanks.
Of course, transforming from a man to an animal is a
wonderful thing.
And it's a lot of fun.
That's one thing that is so wonderful about being a Christian.
But the astronauts do some things you do.
They glorify crime and ridicule law and authority.
If they like it, I love it.
Me too.
Me too.
Me too.
That's why they call me the King of
Garbage. Every night when the donkey was asleep, the king had only to enter the splendid stall where the donkey was kept and say,
I want sex.
So let me fuck the shit out of you right now.
The king
climbed up on their shaggy little donkey.
This madness must stop.
I need love now.
I love burgers.
I love you.
I don't love you.
Now that's two people who I believe know what they're talking about.
All the people in this room are heroin users.
Just like Mom.
Wow, that's cool.
Appears to me that you could use a little help.
Hopefully you can help me get my big record contract.
I'm willing to forget the whole thing.
And that's it for now.
Yes, that was pretty silly, wasn't it?
I know literally hundreds of families whose stories like this could break your heart.